A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. We're here in Hollywood, California. We're going to be broadcasting tomorrow from Pac-12 Media Day. It'll be done by the time we get on the air tomorrow. We'll have done about 36 interviews if everything goes right. 37, I think, is what's on the list here. Did we decide if Nick Rolovich is going to be here or not? I think that the last we heard was... Head coach at Washington State, no vaccine, no go. That was the last we heard. But he's first on our list on there, but that might be old. I mean, that's the thing is, I don't know. Did he end up getting the vaccine? Like, can you do it that late?
That'll be exciting to find out tomorrow. I can't wait. Boy, I don't know. I'll sleep tonight.
I don't know if I'll sleep tonight.
I mean, that was the top of my list. Like, Nick Rolovich was like...
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting deal because...
That's who I'm going to miss, though. Is Mike Leach.
Mike Leach was so amazing.
It was our best interview.
Well,
so much
we'd be like this. He'd go, "You guys are from Salt Lake City. You know? I'll tell you, back in the day, you know, we used to drive up there, you know, and I think there's a mall up there or something, you know." And you're going, "He's doing this on purpose. He's trying to waste time. He's trying to waste time." So, yeah, BYU grad Mike Leach, of course, he will be missed. But you know what? The SEC got a good one. Because it took one SEC media day for him to go, 12 teams, I'm aiming for 64 in the playoff. Remember, I mean, we're like so timid being like, what if they made it 14 and you had an extra bye week maybe for these teams in the playoff? He's like, I want 64, you could do it. We'll miss him, but we're at Pac-12 media day and we're going to cover the heck out of it tomorrow. For Utah are Britton Covey and Devin Lloyd. Number zero, the super. Do you think Devin Lloyd is an NFL guy? I'm asking you this right now when he's not in the room.
Of course he is.
I don't want to be weird tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be an NFL guy.
He'll be an NFL guy. Yeah. Is Britton Covey an NFL guy?
In the right situation, he could be.
What does that mean?
Well, it's like a Julian Edelman. I mean, in the NFL today, if you're a wide receiver and you're fast, there's a place for you. I mean, more so than at any time. And that inside slot receiver, if he really understands how to really play that position – Britton Covey at his full strength is lightning quick. And, yeah, I mean, you look at Cole Beasley, you look at Edelman, you look at all these guys, Wes Welker.
Do you think he's like one of those guys?
Yeah.
I think he's even smaller.
But, those guys are small. I sound like I have a cold.
I know, I do too.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. Well, anyway.
It's that super filtered air, that HEPA filter on airplane that gets
Utah?
Rid of 99.97% of the germs.
Yeah. Hey, Utah, you thought your air was smoky and smoggy. This is the normal deal down here, baby. Yeah, I can see the Hollywood Hills mostly, though, so that's good. Yeah. All right, Scott, first up on the NFL Roundup, we were just talking about Aaron Rodgers and about that deal he's making to get back with the team.
Did you have a question for me?
According to reports, it says the Packers apparently will let him choose his next team. I thought, the Packers don't say, we'll let you choose your next team. Are they basically just saying, we'll let you be an unrestricted free agent and we'll have nothing tied to this thing? It's voided after this other year. What do they mean, we'll let you pick your next team?
Think about this. The Packers, this is what they get. They get Aaron Rodgers for another year.
Yeah.
And the reality is it's his best years are behind him. I mean, he's not going to have that many more, you know, productive years. and injury, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's just, you know, they need a young guy in there. I mean, Brett Favre was a great example of that. Brett Favre went on and played 4 or 5 more years after he left the Packers, but he was kind of so that's where Aaron Rodgers is. And so they're going to get another year out of Aaron Rodgers, and they have a good football team.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to get something for him at the end of the day. But he's going to be able to say, I will only go to these teams, so figure it out, work it out, whatever. I don't think they're just going to just totally let him walk away and get nothing for it. And so it's kind of everyone wins, so to speak. And if the Packers can get something for him, they get another year out of him, they kind of let all of this rest. His legacy kind of is softened because it would have been really ugly, I think, for Aaron Rodgers had he left and kind of just sat out, because it just looks like him being very spoiled. So it sounds like it's a deal that makes sense for everyone.
He's a grumpy dude for sure. And I don't know, like, what deal do you make with a team? Every team wants to win.
Yeah.
And every team will go, yeah, man, we'll take you. And they'll say, we'll take Aaron Rodgers as long as he'll have us. And it's like at some point he becomes more of a hassle than he's worth, especially if you don't win a Super Bowl in the first 2 seasons you might have with him. But who wants to have that guy?
What if he's a guy that maybe wants to go to a team like the New York Giants? Or maybe he goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Or maybe he goes to Seattle? Maybe he comes out west somewhere?
I can say maybe this.
It's the 49ers. Maybe he goes.
You brought up my team, and I can say this with full on, I'm being totally truthful. Aaron Rodgers is not worth it to me as a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Yeah,
and part of it is because
you guys are weird, anyways. But part of it is
because we have Russell right. Wilson.
But he could go to the 49ers, and he is from that part of the country.
I thought you were saying Russell Wilson. I about lost.
No. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. I really believe he's got somewhere in mind, and it would be a great fit for the 49ers, because they go, look, we got this Trey Lance, who we don't know what he is or isn't. But we really, really like Aaron Rodgers, and we'll take Aaron Rodgers for the next 5 to 7 years. We'll be happy to do that.
Let me ask you another question.
And he's back in California, where he's from.
Madden came out what year? I think it was 94, 95 was the first Madden. I can't remember what the first Madden was. I remember Bill Walsh's college football. That was like 1989 or something like that. Or Bill Walsh's pro football was on the Sega really early. But Madden football came out, and then the Madden ratings have become a thing. That's like people freak out about it. They want to know what their rating is.
I think it's more important than real football to a lot of players.
Well, I really do.
They
certainly focus on it a lot. So
these young kids today.
Some ratings have already come out. Now, Zach Wilson thought that he was going to be between an 88 and a 90 on Madden.
Is that 90's good, right?
So, okay. My heavens. Like, the thing is that if you get a 90, like, if you get a 97, I don't even know what Tom Brady is, but he's definitely like mid-90s. He's not like a 99. The guy who's 99 in the game is like Patrick Mahomes. That's like your 99. Yeah. Like the guy who's just got super skilled.
Right.
Everybody loves him, and he just has all the wild throws and all that.
So do you just win all the time if you have the highest rated guy?
Not necessarily. It's not necessarily. I don't know. I'm looking at Dallin for this. I'm like, our local millennial, Dallin Graf here to help us out. So if you're a 99, you're definitely like probably a first team all pro type guy. Like Aaron Rodgers is probably a 97, 98, 99. I don't know what he is, but he's around there. And it's because he's considered maybe the best at the position. Travis Kelce's like a 99, you know, at tight end.
Right.
That's the kind of reference. By the way,
Kansas City should win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man, they should totally
win. All these 99s.
So Zach Wilson's like, I'd probably be a 90.
Yeah.
He got his rating, he's a 75.
So average.
Now,
he's an average player.
He's got a 94 for arm strength.
Oh,
so that one you got to take to the bank if you are a BOE fan. But I just thought about it, too. Did you worry about the? Because I know you looked. You were on those.
Worried
games.
About what, man?
No.
It was not a thing back.
The
then.
Ratings were not a thing. But
no.
Like, you bought the games with your face on it,
well,
though.
No,
right?
I didn't ever buy the games. I never even played the games.
Yes,
I played
you
the
did.
Real game. Why would I play the fake?
You
game?
You didn't put yourself in on Quarterback Club on Sega.
No, I never did any.
Come
of that.
On,
I didn't play that. The only video game I ever even played was Mario Super Karts. No, not the Super Karts, but Mario Brothers. And I got to the end of Mario Brothers, which I thought was quite an accomplishment.
The way you said it makes it sound like you didn't accomplish any of those things. I made it to the end of the Mario Brothers. That sounds like something my mom... You're trying to get to the end of the Mario Brothers, aren't you?
I do know this, okay?
What?
People have told me this. And I don't have first-hand knowledge.
Here it comes. I can't wait for whatever this is going to be.
That that I guess if you played me in 95,
yeah,
Madden 95,
yeah,
you would do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, like with Tecmo Bowl when I was a kid, if you were the Bears, you were unstoppable because you had Walter Payton.
Right.
Walter Payton was unbelievable in Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
But if you were the Raiders, you also had Bo Jackson. Also unbelievable.
Can you go retro? Can you like don't they have it now where you can go back?
Oh yeah, you can play.
You can play
my son
whatever
plays
year.
All sorts of old games. I don't know if they'd have the.
Would they go back as far as 95?
I don't know if they'd have the night. Well, I mean, they like go back. I don't know if they'd have the 95 Detroit Lions on there. I'm gonna look it up during the break. We're still trying to look up a restaurant here in Los Angeles, by the way, for us to go to. If you have any choices for us, hit us with a text 57500. In the meantime. We'll take the break here. We'll come back with our two-minute drill to finalize things here on our first night here in Los Angeles. We'll be back again tomorrow night. I'm going to try to take my picture while security guard walked down. I'm going to try to take my picture with the Washington Huskies helmet on. Dallin, you want to try to figure that out? All right. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.